meeting of the Steuben County Legislature. I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask the clerk to call the roll.
See, Mrs. Feratella.
Here.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Hannah.
Here.
Mr. Horton.
Here.
Mr. Cool.
He's there somewhere.
Stuff
is here.
Yeah, he is somewhere. Mrs. Lando.
Here.
Mrs. Logston.
Here.
Mrs. Lozo.
Here.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Pelham.
Present.
Mr. Potter.
Present.
Mr. Shue. Mr. Swackhammer.
Here.
Mr. Thu.
Here.
Mr. Tobia.
Here.
Mr. Van Castle.
Here.
Mr. Vanessens.
Here.
Thank you so much. I will ask all of us to stand, have Legislator Thu lead us in the invocation, and Legislator Tobia lead us in the pledge.
Father God, we just come before you. We just thank you for this beautiful cold weather. We just thank you that we live in such a beautiful part of the country. We just pray that you give us wisdom in our deliberations today. And we just thank you for everyone who serves this community on a daily basis. We just pray that you'd bless us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, certificates of appreciation.
Hey, we have a few today. First, Courtney Daly. I said your part. Said hers. Daly.
Good morning. On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to thank you and congratulate you for 10 years of service to Steuben County. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Crystal Saltzman.
Steuben County Legislature, we want to thank you and congratulate you for 10 years of service with Steuben County. Thank you so much.
Susan Baker.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to thank you and congratulate you for 25 years of service with Steuben County. Thank you so much.
Orly Jeffords.
Good morning. Good
morning.
On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to thank you and congratulate you for 25 years of service with Steuben County. Thank you so much.
Crystal Woodworth.
Good morning. On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to thank you and congratulate you for 25 years of service with Steuben County. Thank you so much.
Rebecca Stewart.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to thank you and congratulate you for 20 years of service with Steuben County.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And we have two employees from Public Works that could not be here today. Ricky Studer, 10 years, and Daniel Olovnik, 25 years.
And here is one of our favorite times where we ask Mr. Cottle to introduce our youth interns from Youth in Government.
Well, thank you very much. Absolutely, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for this opportunity again to remove that opportunity to introduce you to the students that we have, the interns that we have this semester. You all have been supporting this program for 43 years, and I really, really appreciate it. As do the over 1,000+ students who have come through in that time. Mr. Potter, you'll be glad to know that we have 5 students from Jasper Trutzberg this semester. First time we've had JT involved in a number of years. It's up to the districts whether they do or not, but you know, some like Corning comes in the spring. Everybody always asks, what happened to Corning? Where's so-and-so? We do our best. But I appreciate this opportunity. I appreciate really the support ongoing that you all have, both in meeting with the students when it comes to the interviews, attending the simulated session, which will be in January, and just the ongoing funding of the program. So thank you so much. Without further ado, I'm going to ask these guys to stand up and file up here down the line. You'd rather hear from them than from me. And so and while they're doing that, you may have noticed that one of the young people didn't stand up. You also supported the addition of a staff person in the Youth Bureau, Michelle McKinley. Thrilled to have her. Huge help. Thank you very much. So without further ado, I'll let students introduce themselves.
I'm Joseph Carl. I'm in JT. Class of 2027. I normally do academic all-stars, and I was excited to learn about mainly the like aid for elderly.
Hi, I'm Julia Hatzel. I'm a junior at Hornell High School. I do softball for my varsity softball team, and I was really excited to this program because I'm interested in going to law after high school.
Hello, my name is Ella Foreman. I'm a senior from Hornell High School. I am a officer of my student government as well as a student board member of my district's Board of Education. And I joined Youth in Government just because I'm very interested in learning about the ins and outs of government.
Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm a senior at Prattsburg Central School. I decided to do Youth in Government to learn more about my county's government and what's going on. And I'm very involved in my school's Spanish program.
I'm Ava Roy. I'm a senior at Prattsburg. I interned at the county building over the summer, and I wanted to do this program to learn more about law.
I'm Caroline Beecher. I'm a junior at Prattsburg Central. I'm involved in my school's student council, and one thing I've learned about is the family court system and the juvenile systems, and that was just very interesting to me.
Hello, I'm Malachi Storing. I'm a senior at Canisteo Greenwood, and I participate in the Youth and Government, which is a statewide model legislature and judiciary run by the YMCA of New York State. And I've really wanted to be in this program because my brother's a lawyer, so I've wanted to learn more about law in that field.
I'm Alex Carl. I'm a junior at JT. I do golf, and I joined to learn about law.
Hello, I'm Ethan Cook. I'm a junior at Jasper Trutzberg. I play soccer, and I wanted to join Youth in Government to learn about the budget and where like tax dollars go.
I'm James Ainsworth. I'm a senior at Jasper Trutzberg. I play varsity basketball, and I'm just interested in learning more about local government.
Hi, I'm Alice Stroh. I'm a senior at Jasper Trutzberg. I'm an active participant in our 4-H club, and I joined Youth in Government just to learn more about how our local government works.
I think it's still my favorite joke. I'm Bill. I'm a senior citizen from Thurston. So. But again, these students, these particular interns, have been great about engaging with the presenters. Mr. Pomplis and Ms. Sorge were in this morning, and I think they would attest. A lot of good questions, a lot of variety of interests. You don't, to be honest, we don't hear a lot of students that say they're interested in learning about the budget. But Ethan has talked about finance right from the very beginning. So, Stacy, whenever you're ready, we're
Which
ready.
Is why he's sitting in the front of the class, too.
It sounds like we have a bumper crop of lawyers coming up.
Yes, absolutely. Or what?
Our souls.
So again, thank you so much. And I look forward to having you meet with them further. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, we'll go on to comments by members of the public.
Michael Krill.
Good morning, Mr. Krill. Please state where you're from, and you have 3 minutes.
Okay, I'm. I reside at 7554 Irish Hill Road in Savona. I would like to thank the legislature for two resolutions last month, supporting energy choice and the FEMA Act. Though I am an advocate for FEMA, I also know it requires reform. Filing the hazard mitigation plan should not require a county to spend $200,000+ on man hours and consultants to be eligible for FEMA grants and disaster funding when it could be done online with several forms. The second one is supporting energy choice. Although I personally believe alternative energy projects are good where practical, especially nuclear power. After all, like most people, I like clean air. The problem is that government, the governor, and the state assembly failed to take a comprehensive look at the unintentional results of their legislation. The one thing the resolution did not identify is grid reliability margins. This is the difference between electricity produced and electricity demand. The margins have been steadily declining since the threat of this legislation appeared on the radar. Utilities began to decommission fossil fuel plants instead of repairing and upgrading. 30 years ago, environmentalists were for clean natural gas electricity production and adamantly against nuclear. So the industry built more natural gas generation plants and was forced to curtail construction of new nuclear power plants. The last one was built in 1989. It would take 10 to 15 years to get the next nuclear power plant online if construction started today, but they haven't even decided where they want to put it. Green energy efforts have not been robust enough to replace decommissioned fossil fuel plants. Demand will rise due to more EVs, crypto operations, Micron's proposed plants, and AI data center. On top of that, the All-Electric Building Act will force higher demands for heating of residential and commercial buildings. So what does this all mean? More demand, less production. New York independent operators, quote, said, quote, the state reliability margins are continuing to decline as fossil fuel plants are aging and being taken out of service while new sources of energy are not keeping pace with expected increases in demand. Two things the grid does not like is too much energy or too much electricity or too little electricity. The priority of concern here should not just be freedom of choice. It is about a self-made crisis. Grid disruptions that could cause rolling blackouts, critical large-scale multi-day blackouts, black starts, which is the startup after a blackout, can take days and even weeks to bring power back online. These things should not be happening here. This is third world stuff, not to be able to maintain a stable electrical grid. Crazy is all I have to say. The New York went way over the line. They don't understand what the consequences of their actions are going to be. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Krill. I will entertain a motion to adopt the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Are there any reports of standing committees? Reports of special committees? Reports of county officers?
I do have one, and it's a question in many respects. Last week, at the end of last week, I sent out, and you probably received from NYSAC, a letter to congressional representatives, a draft letter regarding the SNAP and HEAP funding that is set if the government does not pass a continuing resolution or reopen. The funding for recipients is threatened for beginning November 1st. Obviously, we're in communication with our associations almost on a daily basis as this deadline approaches and talking with our departments and our partners. Question is, would you folks like to sign that letter for us to get out? And if you do, would you like the chair to sign on your behalf? Would you like your to sign individually? Because we could accomplish that in between your different meetings today.
Anybody have any thoughts? I think we absolutely need to get this communication out. Yes. And I am certainly more than willing to sign it for everyone, or I would certainly gladly have everyone sign on. Mrs. Lando.
Can we do both?
I would say one or the other. I mean, you could do both, but it'd be duplicative in some ways, having one from the full board with the chair signing and one from the full board with you all signing. Could do it.
Individually?
You could do 17. You're saying do 17 letters.
Yeah, right.
It would all be the same letter, likely. Well, I don't know which has more impact, volume or just a loud voice.
Use the same wording. We could just put our own...
Yeah, you're free, obviously, to do that. I'm just, I'm looking of what you want from us. If you want a letter, yeah. Obviously, we have to get it on the letterhead for your signature or the chair's signature. However you want to handle it is completely fine.
Mr. Tobia.
I think, if we have a full legislature that wants to sign the letter, then let's, to me, one letter.
Everybody.
You as the chairperson signing it and our names on the side, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if it's going to be, you know, only like 10 legislatures want to sign it, then I probably want a separate letter. That's where I'm at.
Mr. Bennett.
I say keep it simple and you sign the letter on behalf of all of us.
The other thing I should mention, just as a point of clarification, there is approximately a month worth of SNAP funding in the SNAP contingent fund at the federal level. So part of the letter also asked them to tap that as an alternative.
Right. I think this is just a travesty that they are holding these kinds of things hostage, and we cannot let the constituents in our county think that we aren't noticing this and doing what we can. Unfortunately, we can't do much, but we can certainly voice our opinion on it and say, let's get moving on this and get it passed. It's critical. Mr. Right. Tobia.
And I think this is going to be a taste as we approach 2027 and the major cuts come in with Medicaid benefits and more SNAP and the health insurance that people are going to lose. I think this is like a dress rehearsal, I guess. A year from now, we're going to be talking about what are we going to do for these people in 2027 when they do lose these things. So,
understood. Any other comments on that? All right. So
we will get that ready for your signature today.
We'll put a great big John Hancock signature on it.
We'll get it out today.
Are there any announcements?
Sorry,
Mrs. Lanhead.
Go ahead.
So I have said this before, and I'm going to say it again until probably November 20th.
Well, that's right.
The inter-county. For November, you've heard it. I'm going to continue to say it. Now, November 21st, we are hosting Inter-County. We ask to have as many legislators attend as possible, but I want, and I've asked for some sort of gift from anyone and everyone. I have Mike Hanna's given me some wine. It's wonderful. Carol's given me her donation. I will accept all donations until the 20th of November. So please, let's make it look like we care about these legislators that are coming from all over the Western region. And we just went to one in Dansville, and it was a wonderful thing. let's make it a very special inter-county meeting, please. So I'll continue to ask you for gifts.
I'm crocheting an Afghan. Hopefully it'll be done by then.
Your name on it. Everybody's going to want that gift.
Mr. Tobia.
Well, I want to single out two legislators and congratulate them on a job well done. I think Mrs. Fitzpatrick and Mr. Cool happened to see at the food tent, the wine glass marathon, after you ran your half a marathon, 13.1 miles. So I think that's quite a task. I get tired driving 13 miles and you guys ran it. Could I have another one? I just want to congratulate, everyone that was, we had the grand opening of the Bridge of Hope Friday, and it was very, very well done. So, and we had a lot of people there. It was set up. We had a lot of the agencies come in, and Bridge of Hope, I mean, right now, I really feel that this is a model for many homeless shelters in the state they could follow. It's great. And congratulations to Mrs. Muller and her staff and everyone that was involved with it. It was just very well done. And if any of the agencies are here, whether it's ProAction, Catholic Charities, whatever, thank you to them also. But it was a great grand opening. And I got one more, if that's okay.
3 minutes.
Are you up to, you're an
audience? Oh, it's just another, I went to the dedication this morning to Jerry Miller, and I just want to congratulate Mr. Rose. I don't know if he's here, but I thought he did a great, great job this morning. I did not know Mr. Miller, but from what I've heard, the guy was a very, very special guy here for many, many years. And then I saw it this morning, but I thought the dedication was very, very well done this morning. That's it. I'm done.
We do have those moments when we are a family, and we certainly prove it. And it was a very nice dedication. Mr. Horton.
That's actually what I wanted to do. I just wanted to thank everybody that put that together this morning. They did a great job. And I could tell all of us could, listening to Eric. It was pretty hard for him to read that.
It was.
And, everybody from the people out there parking the cars to putting the signs up, they did a great job for it. And it was something very, meaningful to the family.
Anyone else? All right, we'll start to move on to the general orders of the day. Just for information purposes for the youth interns, our general orders of the day have mostly been covered by committee, and that's how they get on our agenda. So you might not see much debate on these issues, but as you go through your session of youth in government, you'll get to watch some of our committee meetings, and then you'll understand the process a little bit better. All right, will the clerk please read Resolution 1?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick, receiving and accepting October 27, 2025 communications log as prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 1 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Introduced by Mrs. Ferratella. Presenting local law tentatively number 3 for the year 2025, establishing the annual salaries of certain elected or appointed officials and department heads of the County of Steuben who have a fixed term of office for the fiscal year 2026.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 2 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 3?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Vanetten, authorizing an increase in tipping fees.
Second, Bellum.
Are there any questions or comments? Mr. Thu?
Yeah, so this isn't adjusting the individuals who bring trash. This is only for like large-scale operations?
This, in general, yes. This does not change the bag fee. Which
right. Okay, I just wanted to make sure because I know we raised that last year and didn't. Okay.
Yeah, this affects mostly haulers or some individuals who have large loads that come to
landfill. Okay.
Any other questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Ferratella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logston.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Resolution 3 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 4?
Introduced by Mr. Potter, abandoning surplus property near New York State Route 21 in the town of Fremont.
Second, Pickles.
Are there any questions?
Yeah, I just have one on this. Sure. Are we giving like a quit claim deed to the neighbor who, to two neighbors? Good. I just want to make sure that gets done because sometimes it does.
Would Tim or Jack want to give a brief description for the youth interns, please?
They're going to do a survey. Well, the parcel hasn't been used since 60s and maybe we got it in the 30s. So it's almost already been taken over by the two neighboring people, but an official document abandoning that space and providing the parcels cut up. One's a cornfield, one's a house already with a barn on it. So those properties just need to be officially transferred to the owners. The owners are going to get a survey done. So each person in that space is going to have their own parcel.
So, and for the interns, these come up, we get a few of them every year. It goes back to the things that you'll learn about when you meet with the county clerk and probably the county attorney as well. You know, back in the 20s, and in this case, it looks like when the county was out constructing roadways, we have the legal right of use via deed, via survey of certain portions. That changes over the years in terms of roadbeds and things. These normally come up when there's a sale of a property and the title searchers are looking through the abstract or are looking through and says, whoop, the county has a right of way here. And if we no longer need it, you know, we clean that up so that individuals can, you know, sell property or whatever the case may be.
Are there any other questions or comments? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logston.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Vanen.
Yes.
Mrs. Fairchella.
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 4 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 5?
Introduced by Mr. Potter, authorizing a supplemental agreement with New York State DOT for right-of-way acquisitions for the County Route 4 bridge replacement over the Cohocton River Bridge New York 4 capital project.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments?
Yeah, I looked at the compensation here and I'm a little confused because the 0.4 acre parcel is receiving the bulk of the compensation, whereas the half acre parcel is not. Is that a typo or was this negotiated and that's just how the numbers?
My understanding is that's how it was negotiated and that's how the numbers went.
Okay. All right.
Any other questions or comments? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Vanen?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairchella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes. Here. Resolution 5 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Mrs. Fairchella and Mr. Vanen. Authorizing an allocation from unassigned fund balance to the City of Corning for support of the Corning-Irwin Area Transit System.
Second, Tobia.
Okay. Are there any questions or comments? Mr. Vanen.
Jack, did you ever follow up with the city on the summation of the amounts that our $65,000 was in and it still didn't meet the $287,000 they were looking for?
Yeah, I believe that was a typo. The numbers that we have now reflect, I was speaking with the city manager last week when city council met. And so this funding would close that gap.
Okay.
Yep.
So they were still at the 287 or whatever the number was for next year.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
And one point of clarification in going through and writing the resolution and talking with the city, and I think you saw in the documents that sent out, SEATS funding runs through the City of Corning, and that's why we wrote the resolution for the funding to go to the City of Corning. It's not a separate nonprofit that's accounted for separately, so it would go to the City of Corning for this specific purpose.
Okay.
And for the interns, the reason we are doing this is that transportation is one of the elements of our comprehensive plan. And we are using this funding to help with the Corning Area Transit System, which needs assistance with funding. Any other comments or questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thew?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faritella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Resolution 6 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten, authorizing a transfer from unassigned fund balance to the contingency fund.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thew?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faritella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Resolution 7 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 8?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Van Etten, authorizing a contingency fund transfer to jail medical services and kitchen supplies.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments? Yes.
They've asked this in our budget workshop, but since we're giving another $800,000 to the jail, have we allowed for that rate in our 2026 budget?
So not $800,000 worth. We increased the budget $100,000 for medical, and if I'm off the top of my head, about 50 or 60 for food. And then it's all dependent, especially the medical, the food's obviously dependent upon population.
Right.
So if the state readies go down, then should be okay. If it doesn't, you know, may have to come
to
the
fund. We may have
to
do this again at some level.
Might have to. It certainly covers, I would say that extra 100 covers our base medical services with some in there for the catastrophic. It's really the catastrophic and the RX that is really hammering that line. So almost like our self-funded health insurance plan, we project, but it all depends upon caseload.
Any other questions or comments for the interns? Resolution 7 and Resolution 8 are somewhat tied to each other. We use contingency fund to help shore up a budget item when it has been overspent, but we've had an interesting year and have had to use some of that money. And so we've needed to take some of our unassigned fund balance, which is money from previous years, to supplement the contingency fund. And jail medical services and kitchen supplies, we budget those figures, but it depends on the individuals that happen to be in the jail at the time. And we are required to cover their medical expenses. And then we also obviously provide meals for them. So sometimes those expenses are more than we've projected. Any other comments to add to that? All right, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thew?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faritella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 8 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Introduced by Mr. Horton, authorizing a lease agreement with the New York State Parole for office space.
Second, Faritella.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thew?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Faritella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Resolution 9 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 10?
Introduced by Mr. Horton, authorizing an intermunicipal agreement with Corning Joint Fire District for the purchase of surplus equipment.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Sackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Dew?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairtella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Poole?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Carried.
Resolution 10 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 11?
Introduced by Mrs. Fairtella and Mr. Van Etten, establishing a commercial property demolition program.
Second, Pelham.
Are there any questions or comments?
I do have one question. If there's a situation where you have multiple applications and you select one, will next year the other one get like some sort of priority, or how is that going to work?
All up to you, however you collectively view it.
Right. And we'll only do one in the entire county, not like one per community or anything.
Correct.
Like that.
One, because they're the dollar amount
right.
involved. Yeah.
Right.
One per fiscal year.
All right. Thanks.
And it's one per year. It's not using up to $50,000 each year.
Correct.
Right.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairtella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
No.
Resolution 11 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 12?
Introduced by Mrs. Fairtella and Mr. Van Etten, adopting the investment policy of the County of Steuben.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairtella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 12 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 13?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Hsu. Reclassifying one currently filled senior account clerk typist CSEA grade I within the Department of Public Works.
Second. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairtella?
Yeah.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Resolution 13 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 14?
Introduced by Mrs. Fairtella. Creating one senior caseworker position, CSEA grade M, within the Department of Social Services.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairtella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Potter?
Yes.
Resolution 14 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 15?
Introduced by Mrs. Fairtella. Directing the filing of the tentative budget message with the clerk of the legislature and fixing the time and place for the public hearing on the budget.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 15 carries.
I'd like to make a motion to combine 16, 17, and 18 and waive the reading.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So we'll entertain a motion for resolutions 16, 17, and 18.
I'll second all of them.
Thank you. They are introduced by Mrs. Baratella, and these are also by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolutions 16, 17, and 18 carry. Will the clerk please read resolution 19?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick, directing the closing of all county offices on Friday, November 28th, 2025.
Second, Baratella.
Any questions or comments?
No.
By acclamation, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 19 carries. Will the clerk please read resolution 20?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick, setting the date of the December meeting.
Second. Lou.
Are there any questions or comments? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 20 carries. All right. We will entertain a motion to go into executive session, and we'll list off the reasons as litigation. And
employment
of specific individual
employment history is yep.
Does that cover all of them? Okay. I need a motion.
Motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are going into executive session.